But who didn't? Because in those early days there were always visitors staying overnight and staying for a week. A sitting of 12 or even 20 at the table wasn't unusual. Sundays, any special church service occasions where visiting ministers would come up from Adelaide and to Tanunda places, always camp at grandfather's. And of course, half the congregation would come there for lunch too, and it was big business. Lunch would occupy 2 hours because they would say grace for a long time and and sing hymns too for a long time, and this would go on and on and on. It used to take some tolerating for us younger people, but we could get dismissed. We were probably too much of a nuisance at the table anyway. But the amount of meal preparation was tremendous. Like a hotel. And of course, the Lutheran Church had a mission station at Hermannsburg. And the missionaries would come down there on their way to Adelaide. And they would camp at grandfather's for 2 or 3 days at a time. Oh, yes. I remember once there was so many people took refuge there, and I don't know why, but they did, because it was an open house. Grandfather never ever locked his doors. Do you ever remember seeing a key in the door? I remember there was a runaway circus man there for about a fortnight. They wouldn't turn anybody away. They could stay there until they'd recovered from whatever they were there for or wanted to push on. Because in the olden days, grandfather's property was a rambling place spread over, say, 2 or 3 acres as the whole homestead complex. The workshop ran directly behind his place right up to the little skillion place at the back. Sheds and things with lots of interesting gear in it for young fellows and all people to play into, play with for that matter. I can remember playing with his flail, and they used to win beat the wheat out of the husks. Well, because in his early days of wheat growing, this was with the apron, it was back in the biblical days, if you like, and then thrash it with a flail and throw it to the wind. I can remember the flail. I was asking Milton where it was, and he hasn't been able to find it because it's a valuable antique. How they could wield that thing, I don't know, because it's like a giant to handle it.